Rutherford Issues on the Good Neighbor Network. WGNS, FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450 and TV 11.
Welcome back in. Rutherford Issues here on WGNS, AM FM, online at WGNSradio.com. And it's I always look forward to our every other Wednesday chat with Terry Page, the Central Tennessee Branch Manager of the Better Business Bureau. Miss Terry, how are you?
I'm good today. How about you, Brian?
Doing well. Hearing those jingle bells.
Oh, I know. Is that bizarre? I can't believe Thanksgiving's next week.
Oh, me either.
You got big plans?
Not too big. Things happen so quickly after Thanksgiving. We have such big family get-togethers for Christmas. We tried it a few years ago, and it was just impossible. It looks like you know, a couple of weeks later, you turn around and you're doing it all over again.
I know.
So we try to get everyone here for Christmas, early December, and so we kind of have a little family thing going on.
That's excellent. That's excellent.
So, and it's usually a little tradition to put up the Christmas tree the day after or Thanksgiving night, something like that. So, we're going with a live Christmas tree for the first time.
Are you really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
that's excellent. I used to do that when my girls were little.
Yeah. I always look forward to that. But it is hard to believe that the holidays are here. Seems like there has been a lot of stuff in the news regarding the October storm, the hailstorm that we had. I wanted to touch on that, and you've got some companies that we need to be watching out for, if you will. And also wanted to kind of touch on holiday shopping and protecting your identity, credit cards, and things of that and that nature. And you're going to talk to us a little bit about smishing.
Smishing, new word.
Yeah.
Brand new.
We'll see if it's in the dictionary sometime soon. But let's start off with things going on with the storms, because I see these places all over town who are advertising automobile hail damage repair. Easy for me to say. And also roofers that are in town.
Right. There's lots of roofers, new companies. I get probably 10, 15 calls a day on roofers. Most of them are new to the area. Everyone should check whether it's gutters, siding, roofing, automobile repair, hail damage. Call us, check the companies out. You can know how long they've been in business, who the owner is, how they treat their customer, if they're going to be there, if a problem arises down the road. So you always want to do that. You can do it on the website at gobbb.org. You can check a company or a charity out, since we are coming up on Christmas and people give to charities. It's a big time. You can check them out there. You can call the office at 867-0032, and I'd be happy to help.
Charities are obviously this is the time of the year where if people can give, they like to do that. So I guess you can check charities. We talked before about, you know, giving to a local charity too.
Right.
Is a good option.
You can check them out. You can read in their business review, their report, how much actually goes to the organization that you want to give to. I'm like you. I like to give local and keep everything in the community. We have a great community here, but if you decide you want to step outside and give to another charity, I would check them out.
With these people that are in town with the storms, I guess the best thing to do is to type in their name at gobbb.org and see what pops up there, right?
Exactly. Well, you know, we had so many media releases this year with the various storms on different roofers, and they still continue. Clarksville's been hit with them, and they still continue to take money, not do the job, never return, no refund. So the Better Business Bureau, a company just can't come into town now and apply to be an accredited member. You have to be in our community and in business for 3 years mm-hmm. before you can ever apply now.
Now, what about nationwide companies that maybe move a satellite office, if you will, to areas, you know, like where the damage has occurred?
Right. Well, we have those too. Now, if they're accredited, say, in Kentucky, mm-hmm. when you call me or go on the website, it will show that location, and it would show Murfreesboro or Nashville, you know, as maybe a satellite, but you will still have they're accredited, how many complaints they've had, how those have been handled, are they resolved, what the complaints were about, if it was service or product, whatever. All of that is on their business review page.
Very good information to know. That is gobbb.org. Check that out there. You had a couple of companies that, I guess, companies to watch out for. One was about, it's not hearing aids, but it's like a amplification for your
ear
or something like that.
It is. It's in-ear systems, and they're located in at 2176 North Mount Juliet Road in Mount Juliet, Tennessee. They're owned and operated by Earl and Catherine Neal. Our BBB files contain over $20,000 worth of complaints that allege that customers have purchased custom in-ear monitoring systems and accessories from the company's website, which they promise a delivery of your ordered product within 3 weeks. But after several months and making numerous attempts to reach the company, customers still haven't received the ordered product. So we did get in touch with them and asked them to address the pattern of complaints they were having and to request the company's voluntary cooperation in resolving all their complaints. But that's fell on deaf ears. They still have 41 complaints unanswered and 5 complaints remain unresolved. So you do want to, if you've had an unsatisfactory experience, please go to NashvilleBBB.org, file that complaint, let us know. But you always want to shop on trustworthy websites. Check the business's reputation and marketplace record before you ever purchase.
That is one of the things that you see on those late night infomercials a lot.
Where you can check those out, Brian.
Yeah, you can on GoBBB.
On the website. We even have that information up there and just how well it works.
That's gobbb.org. Now, you were mentioning before we went on the air, we usually discuss for a few minutes some topics to kind of go over. And you mentioned this company called U.S. Air Ducts.
Yes.
What can you tell us about them?
U.S. Air Ducts, they've been in St. Louis, Illinois. They've now made their way into Kentucky. And we hear they're headed to Nashville, so that means Murfreesboro will be next on the list. They advertise $49 cleaning specials, and they come out. People are filing complaints that they come out, and all of a sudden they have mold or green slime or need extra work, and that $49 cleaning special turns into $3,000,
$4,000. Wow.
And they want the money right now. Some people have been intimidated. They write a check. When they leave, when the technicians leave, they call the bank. They've already been to the bank within 10 and 15 minutes and cashed that check. So they do have an F rating with the Better Business Bureau. They will not return calls. So that's a company you do not want to do business with. They also say on their flyer and in their newspaper ads they've been in business 16 years, when in fact the company just opened up October. So you do want to be very careful with them. You know, and it's the same thing, Brian. If it sounds too good to be true, it's not. And duct cleaning in central heating airs, you know, it takes expertise. It takes time. And, you know, that sounds a little cheap to me. You know, call, get a second opinion. So don't take everything at face value without doing your homework.
It's just a way for them to get their foot in the door.
It is.
And then hit you with all kinds of things that really are very unnecessary.
Exactly. Especially, you know, and chemical cleanings. And, you know, you'd want to be really sure what chemical fumes you're going to be smelling in your home. So.
Yeah, really. Terry Page is joining us. She is with the Better Business Bureau. She is the Central Tennessee Branch Manager, as a matter of fact. I can't wait. Let's talk about smishing.
Okay.
Because it sounds a lot like phishing, which mm-hmm. is the where they use the internet to try to get your personal information.
Right.
So what is smishing?
Smishing is when scammers use your iPhone, your Android, to try to, it's just like phishing, except it uses text messages. Mm. They still want to lure you into divulging your personal information online. Most of them say that your bank account's been frozen and you need to call the number, which puts you in direct contact with someone that asks for your account information, your PIN, Social Security, and when you give that up, you're a victim of identity theft.
I wish I could get my hands on one of those numbers and actually call that number and record to see what they would say.
I know. You know, most of those are originating out of Jamaica. Why Jamaica's the hot spot now, I don't know, but most of them are. It's 876, so area code. So you don't want to reply to any link. You don't want to give out information. If you do think something's wrong with your bank account, they aren't going to text you.
Really?
You know, they're going to call, they're going to email. It depends on how you've set your banking information up. But more than likely, they will mail you a letter. So block suspicious numbers and don't store personal information or credit card numbers or passwords or whatever in your phone. Bad idea.
The technology it changes every day, and the fact that you have this small computer with you all the time, it's easy to want to put all of your information in there. But that goes back to the days like when I had my first checking account, where we used to put the driver's license number and the Social Security number and all of that information just to save time when we were writing checks. You know, so I guess that's kind of the same thing, except a 2011 version.
Exactly.
Keeping that information safe. Smishing, huh?
Smishing.
That's an interesting name. Couple of things. The holiday season is obviously here upon us, and a lot of people will be out shopping. We've already kind of touched on charities, but that is a time when you want to be extra careful with your credit card, your debit card, and things of that nature, using that. Somebody may go out in one day and hit all, you know, Black Friday, I'm sure, is a big day. You go out swiping cards all over town.
Right.
You want to be very careful with that information.
You do, and probably out shopping, I would use my credit card, because under federal law, you do have a chance at that point to go back and say, no, I did not make this purchase, and so on and so forth. You get a little leeway there, but if you use your debit card, that money is gone. So you do want to be careful, not carry too many. Keep up with where you go. Keep up with receipts. You know, layaway's huge this year. We haven't talked about it, but layaway's huge. But I'm already getting complaints that not only do you pay a small deposit down when you put the items on layaway, but there's also now a restocking charge tacked on the end.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is fair and reasonable if you've had their merchandise tied up, but know it's there. Read before you sign or agree, because there's some things, you know, that are just there. You've got to be the consumer, step up to the plate, be smart, not pay any stupid tax.
Yeah, so. Really. There are some stores that if you buy something, it has a so many day return policy.
Exactly.
But if you return it, especially on electronics, there will be a restocking fee.
Absolutely.
I paid one time about $35 for a restocking fee.
What was it on?
It was a computer.
Computer.
Mm-hmm. And I was not very happy, but it clearly stated it, you know.
Right.
And I had to return the computer for a different type. So, and even if it's an exchange, sometimes there are restocking fees.
That's
so you
right.
have to be very careful.
That's right. But like you said, it clearly stated it.
Yeah.
So, you know what you're getting into, because some people see that and, you know, they're ready for the business to mm-hmm. suck that up. They can't do that always.
Well, the restocking fee, and I ask just because I figured it may come up in a conversation, and here it did, but the electronics have to be packaged a certain way. They have to have the batteries a certain way and things of that nature. Everything has to be in its place. And so that has to actually go back to the company who manufactured it if it has been used, and they sell those as refurbished units or something like that.
Oh, I see how that goes.
So there's a fee that
yes.
they have to get that back to the manufacturer.
Right.
So I thought that was pretty interesting. So a lot of times it is your electronics that
right.
that have that restocking fee. But along with that, the credit cards, just using them around town, I saw this report on News Channel 5. I think it was Jennifer Krause who was mm-hmm. the speaker at the 50th
right.
anniversary on News Channel 5, did this series on people having their credit card information stolen by these little devices that just when someone walks by, it's got the credit card information that I guess it reads that magnetic strip.
Yeah, I would think so. I've seen that, and it does read the magnetic strip. I'm not sure if there's any way to protect against that. That is super new technology, and I'm not sure. I'm sure someone will come out with something, but yeah, you want to keep them close to you, mm-hmm. maybe not. But of course, this person had it in their back pocket and it read it right away. But you know, I wouldn't carry so many, you know, credit cards with me. I'd be very careful. Maybe keep it in a coat pocket, chest pocket or something. Just be real leery of where you're at with your credit card.
I was really upset after watching that.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, because you never know who could be getting your information. And I would assume that it's a similar gadget to what is being used by, say, at a restaurant when someone takes your card. They can swipe the information, but this is kind of a portable unit.
Right. Yeah, it's a little reader, and it picks up all the information. When that waitress or waiter walks away with your credit card, you don't know where it is, or your debit.
Yeah.
You don't know where it's gone. So.
And now it's in the hands of people who can walk by you and get it. So.
That, yes.
You know, my daughter bought one of those metal, I guess it's an aluminum wallet for me, last year for Christmas. And, you know, you see those advertised, and whether they work or not, I have no idea. They claim to, but regardless, I couldn't carry that in my back pocket.
I bet it was sitting on a brick. Is that the kind of the hard shell
yeah.
one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I bet that would be a little
It's not very
back
comfortable.
There. Right.
So I said, forget it. But any of the information that we talked about today, Terry, I guess we can find online at gobbb.org. That's a great resource for people.
Yes, it is. It is. You've got eQuote there. You can call the office, 867-0032. I can help you. I've also got our consumer resource books that are brand new. I've got plenty at the office, and those have only our accredited businesses in them. So.
Awesome. That is good information to know. Terry, happy Turkey Day coming up.
Absolutely. You too, Brian.
We will see you in a couple of weeks.
I'll be here.
Very good. Terry Page joining us, the Central Tennessee branch manager of the Better Business Bureau. We'll be back to wrap it all up here in a moment.